Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. Students at Moline High School will soon benefit from one man's devotion to his hometown, to students, and the arts. A groundbreaking was held this week for the Bartlett Performing Arts Center. It's a renovation and addition that'll cost about $12 million. Deb Brackey is chair of the Robert Bartlett Family Foundation, which will pay about three-quarters of the cost. She says Mr. Bartlett and his family have a strong connection with the arts.
His father was a co-founder of the Music Guild in Moline. His sister Bonnie is a well-known actress, Tony Award winner out in California. His brother-in-law is Bill Daniels, who was the original John Adams in 1776 on Broadway, and they both starred in St. Elsewhere on TV.
Brackey says students helped design the new Performing Arts Center, and one of its key features will be stadium-style seating in the auditorium.
So the views towards the stage will be unobstructed. Right now at the high school, the seating is very flat, and I think with the stadium-style seating, it's going to be quite breathtaking.
The Bartlett Performing Arts Center should be completed by early next year. Strong demand will continue for housing in downtown Davenport. That was the message yesterday from Pete DeSalvo, president of a real estate market research firm. Currently, there are 1,300 units of rental and owner-occupied housing downtown, with 200 more under construction. And DeSalvo says there's still room for more.
And we projected a demand for approximately 300 more units over the next 5 years of rental housing, and then another 110 to 115 for-sale housing units in the downtown.
Because of the steady growth in residents and amenities, DeSalvo says people will be willing to pay more to live in downtown Davenport. Kyle Carter is executive director of the Downtown Davenport Partnership. He says this shows that his organization's efforts are succeeding.
Every couple of years, people get cold feet and want to know that, you know, if they build something, will people come and will they fill it up? And we can answer that question and say that, yes, if done correctly, and it's a quality project, that it will, in fact, work.
And Carter also thinks there's a room for a lot more growth in downtown housing, in the center, along the riverfront, and to the west and east. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner is creating a committee to recommend how to fight Legionnaire's disease at a state-run veterans home in Quincy. Rauner spent the last week living at the facility after a WBEZ radio investigation into his administration's handling of three outbreaks over the last 3 years. Rauner has defended the state's response, but he's also proposing massive infrastructure upgrades.
It's clear that even though we've done everything exactly as recommended, we've taken every step, we've still had some cases. And our goal is zero cases. And now we know we need the next step is replacing all the plumbing.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in a new report that the possibility of future cases cannot be eliminated. Following her first condition of the state address this week, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds will visit eastern Iowa today and tomorrow as part of a statewide tour. She and Acting Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg will first meet with local residents in Muscatine today. They'll start early Friday in Davenport at the Machine Shed Restaurant at 7:30 in the morning, followed by a 10 a.m. stop in Maquoketa at Flapjack's Family Restaurant. Reynolds and Gregg will follow that with a lunch in Dubuque at the Hotel Julian at noon. Democrats also want to talk about the condition of the state. Party leaders will meet with party members at various sites, including today in Muscatine at 2 o'clock at the Farmer's Diner. A popular rapper is now free after being released from a prison in the Quad Cities yesterday. Kevin Gilyard, who goes by the stage name Kevin Gates, had been serving time at the East Moline Correctional Center since last April. He pleaded guilty in Cook County last year to being a felon in possession of a firearm. Gilyard was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison, but a spokeswoman from the Illinois Department of Corrections says the 31-year-old made parole yesterday after serving 9 months in East Moline. Gilyard has had prior run-ins with the law. In 2016, he was convicted of battery in Florida after a video showed him kicking a female fan at a concert. 2 years ago, Gilyard released his debut studio album called Isla. It peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 200 chart. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.